Everyone, welcome to episode 12 of the BPM podcast. My name is Bill. Last week, I reviewed Sum 41's debut album, All Killer, No Filler. This week, we go back to 2002. What a year for music, huh? I just talked about Simple Plan's debut album 2 weeks ago, but another important band released their debut album the same year. Rock band The Used released their self-titled debut album on June 25th, 2002, with three singles coming out of that album. The album received above-average reviews. AllMusic and Melodic gave it 3 stars out of 5, Alternative Press gave it 4 out of 5, and Sputnik Music gave it 5 out of 5 stars. The album has since become a landmark album for emo and screamo genres. Many bands, including Escape the Fate, Crown the Empire, and Ecstatic Lullaby, have said this album influenced their sound. The Used are from Orem, Utah, and formed in 2000. Lead singer Burt McCracken and bassist Jeff Howard are the only founding members still with the band today. Their current drummer joined in 2006, and their other guitarist joined in 2018. The Used is still putting out albums. Their most recent, Heartwork, came out in 2020. And I'll be seeing them in concert in August as they tour with Rise Against and Senses Fail. I don't remember exactly the first time I heard The Used. I know it was around 2003, 2004, and I do remember seeing them at the Taste of Chaos tour in 2005, which also featured Killswitch Engage, Senses Fail, My Chemical Romance, and Under Oath. These bands weren't exactly my taste in music, but it was a fun show nonetheless. This album released with 12 tracks for a total of 47 minutes and 16 seconds. However, those numbers are a bit misleading as there is 2 hidden tracks at the end of the album. But without further ado, let's get the review underway. Maybe Memories. I like the bass at the beginning of this song, but the theme is pretty heavy, especially for the first song of the album. Bert is singing about his addiction, specifically about drugs. He's tired of the life and ready to move on. Some of those lyrics are, I know I'm stronger now, who's looking south? Not me, I'm not looking back. I'm done denying the truth to anyone because I'm alive. For a first song, that definitely sets the tone of what this album is going to be. The Taste of Ink. This was the first single off the album, released in September of 2002. If you don't include Bert's appearance on Machine Gun Kelly's album that we reviewed a few weeks ago, this song is their most popular song on Spotify. It's a great song, and anytime you hear it, you just have to scream, it's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. The song is about a failed relationship, and there seems to be a common theme with the last few bands that I've picked, and the narrator finally building up the courage to tell his lover how he feels. Bulimic. This is another song about addiction. He realizes that it's not a good thing to have in his life and is saying goodbye. He's ready to explore the world and catch up on things he missed or would have not seen otherwise. Lyrics are, I'm about to see a million things I thought I'd never see before, and I'm about to do all the things I've dreamed of, and I don't even miss you at all. After 3 songs, it's a great start to the album, and all 3 songs have a distinct sound and stand out from one another. Say Days Ago. The song starts out with a faster tempo than the first 3, but picking up on the theme of the last song, Bert is looking back at the past year and just feels much happier going forward, kicking his old habits to the side. He still has a memory about what the drug does to him, and makes him ill just thinking about it. Poetic Tragedy. A change of sound and tempo, this song's completely different. It's softer, more melodic, yet they are upfront with the heavy theme of alcoholism. The more he indulged in it, the less motivated he is to do anything with his life. Some of the lyrics are, a singer, a writer, he's not dreaming now of going nowhere. He gave heed to nothing, and all that he was is just a tragedy. I think the song title is creative and very appropriate, and it's a great song overall. Buried Myself Alive. Moving on from the drug abuse, this song focuses on the abusive relationship and how his partner purposely brings him down at his lowest point. He's over it and will not allow this relationship to control him or make him feel the way that he does. Listening to the song, I swear I've heard it before, I just can't place when. I enjoy the song regardless. A Box Full of Sharp Objects. The song touches on the subject of self-harm. The chorus says that he fell and he just felt better about it. He found a box of sharp objects and called it a beautiful day. That's a scary mindset to have when dealing with addiction or abuse. Outside of all that, I like the tempo and the sound of his song. Blue and Yellow. The song starts a bit softer compared to the last couple songs. It talks about love and the power it has over you. Some of the lyrics. And you never would have thought in the end how amazing it feels just to live again. It's a feeling that you cannot miss. It burns a hole through everyone that feels it. Throughout the song, he says that you can't find love. It has to find you. And when it does, it's great. However, when the feeling fades and people leave, love will tear right through you and make you feel horrible. Greener with the Scenery. This song continues a theme of poor and abusive relationships. Both parties have their faults, but neither is willing to change for the betterment of the relationship. Bert seems helpless, especially with these lyrics from the second verse. You took it back, you ripped my heart out of my, then you put it back, I'm pulling my hair, I let you just a million times, I love you even though it isn't fair. They just keep repeating their same mistakes, going in circles, not making any progress. It's not healthy, but when one is dependent on the other, what more can you do? Noise and kisses. Bert is giving his all to this relationship, letting out his feelings and motivations, but he's not getting anything in return. Being the open or vulnerable one in a relationship can come back to bite you in the ass. The other person can use all of that to abuse and manipulate you. I like the sound of the song during the chorus, and there's a lot of emotion coming there. On My Own. This song lacks some content compared to the other songs. There's not many lyrics to it, but there's still emotion and experience behind those lyrics. I like the song because it is different than anything else on the album. There's no drums, or if there are, I didn't really hear them, but it's a great song. Pieces Mended. This song confused me at first because it is 11 minutes long, but for a decent chunk of it, it's just complete silence. That's because around the 8-minute mark, there's two hidden songs that finish the rest of the album. As for the first part of the song, the narrator feels overwhelmed with everything going on in his life. The other two songs are called Polly, which is an instrumental, and Choke Me. This is the most screaming in a song from this album. The song shows how quickly he can change from being okay to self-destructive. Some of the lyrics are, "For a while I was cleaner than now, then I started to destroy myself, with things that I love, now the things that I hate, until it finally broke me." It's eye-opening to see what abuse in any form can do to a person's mental state. Unrelated, I'm not a fan of the aspect of hiding songs within a song, or not labeling them on the CD. Choke Me definitely could have been a standalone song on the album. Overall, this was another great debut album. While it may be cliche, these themes are what make this genre what it is. It's called emo for a reason. The bands tell these heartfelt and real stories from their lives to open themselves up to their fans. Whether it's on purpose or not, I'm not sure, but if there's at least one person who can relate to these feelings of hopelessness, rage, grief, sadness, what have you, and they could become better from it, then I think it's all worth it. Next week, I actually don't know what album I'm going to review as of right now. You'll just have to tune in to find out. If you have any recommendations for me, you can email me at bpivots@gmail.com or tweet at me at Mr. _Piv1127. Until then, stay safe and keep rocking.